We used to have a man that'd come by our house. He'd, you know, they'd know about when the mares would come in, you see, he would bring his horse down. I know he'd ride him. Oh, he was a pretty thing, you know. And he'd just be a nickering, you know, just a fasting around, you know, on the road. And he had some kind of like an old short whip, you know, that he had used on him to control him with.
Well, yeah,
we used to have a, what they call, no, yeah, Lucy, they have a little mule. It's called jacks, wasn't it, that you breed to mares. Yeah, for mules. You see, you have to have a jack to breed to mare if you get a mule, you see.
If you get a mule, yeah. Well, now, did people ride horses a lot?
Yeah, back then they did.
Have you ever ridden a horse?
Oh, goodness, yes, when Albert and me married. Well, we ride horses from Palestine where we live down there up here. One night we come up, I rode, we had a pretty mare, Ernest, her name was Ribbon. And seemed like Albert had a little mule he rode, and I know that mule got to bucking. Was he about enough? Out the side of the road, though, but it didn't throw him. And you know, back then they didn't have slacks or anything, you know, dresses, and when you get them, we rode astride, you say.
You've ridden on the side?
Yes. And you know, they used to way back there, I never did ride a side saddle. You know, it's got a horn that you hook your knee over, and your both feet hangs on the side. If you had a wide full skirt, you could ride. If you had a man's saddle, you couldn't hardly sit up there, you see, sideways. And I remember I had a silk scarf, you know, I'd spread it on my legs, you know, to come down like a skirt when I'd ride stride with him.
Well, now that...
Just looked like a ride skirt.
Well, now, if a person had was riding a horse and fell asleep, they'd probably...
Oh, it'd fall off. They would.
How about if a little child went to sleep in bed and next morning found himself on the floor, he'd say, I must have...
Fell off the bed.
What were the things they put on a horse's feet to protect them from the road? What would they use for horseshoes?
Horseshoes?
Well, what... The parts of the foot.
That'd be the hoof where they put the shoes on, you see, called the hoof.
Oh, that'd be...
And sometimes those feet, you know, the hoof would get split, you know, around, cracked. And before they'd chew them, why, they'd cut all of that old dead hoof off, and then it had to have a rasp that they'd slick that all off around before they'd put the shoe on. That's what I said, that we picked out the walnuts with horseshoes, you say. The kids used to play, you know, when they'd have old horseshoes, you know, we'd save them, you know, and the kids, you know, put up two stops. You seen them play horseshoe, you know.
And they'd
pitch them.
Pitch them.
From one stop to the other. See who could ring the stop around, you see. I played the horseshoe lots of times.
Well, what would they use? Like you're walking down the road and a mean dog was to come after you, what would you have to pick up probably? You'd pick up...
Well, a rock or a stick or anything.
And then would
you'd have to hit it, keep it knocked off of you. Well, my granddaughter down here, the one of her neighbors there, they had a dog bad to bite, but he'd give him away to another couple that lived over here on my sister's place. But that dog came back home in the night, and it was Dale Nichols. And she was there, the cattle had got out, and she was on the side of the road. That dog was home, and... Gene, he didn't know that the dog would come back home. Bit her on her arm on her breast here. And she helped him away till Gene heard him and got out there and got that dog off of her. I'd have killed her probably if it had got her by the throat. But anyway, they men that owned him, and of course, a lot of people would have sued, you see.
Yeah, that's right.
But see,
that's
it wasn't Gene that give the dog away. But anyway, they killed the dog. They got rid of him.
They did?
Yes. See, when they kept him, they had to keep him up in a pen. Gene did, my granddaughter's, her and her husband did. He was bad to buy. And then one time down here, my sister, my daughter's one of the Baton Rouge now, Gary.